When did you begin to show some talent for, I guess we used to call it tumbling,
right,
way
exactly.
back when? Was that in elementary? Was it even before you went to school?
I think at a very early age, I was small and strong and pretty light. You know, the key in gymnastics is your strength to weight ratio. So because I was small and strong, you know, I had the school record in pull-ups. Every gymnast did. We always used to joke at every high school or grade school or elementary school when they put up the record on the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports, the kid at the top of the list was always a gymnast because we're light and we're really strong. So I could walk all around the house on my hands. I could walk around a basketball court perimeter on my hands. It's just something I loved to do. When I was probably 5, 6 years old, I'd see if I could hold a headstand for 5 minutes while I was watching TV. You know, just little physical challenges. There was an important sort of catalytic moment for me when I was 10 years old, because in school PE class in the Chicago area, you had 6 weeks of wrestling, 6 weeks of baseball, 6 weeks of gymnastics, 6 weeks of swimming. All the schools offered a variety of sports. And my fourth grade PE teacher, a gentleman named Les Lang, noticed that I was pretty skilled at the acrobatics and the tumbling. And he said, how would you like to go see what gymnastics is all about? What if I get your parents' permission and take you and your brother over to the high school on a weekend and you can see what gymnastics is? Because I think you might have some potential to do something in gymnastics. So that was 44 years ago. And to this day, I can remember what it looked like, what it smelled like, what it felt like to walk into that gym. I came around the corner behind the bleachers. And I saw the rings and the parallel bars and the trampoline and the mats and the vaulting. And I just thought, this is where I belong. Because to me, it looked like a high-tech playground with cool stuff to swing on and fly off of. It didn't look to me like a structured sport at the time. It just looked like the coolest place to play. So I was captivated right then at the age of 10. And I just felt like this is where I belong. And I had played lots of sports growing up. Growing up in the Chicago suburbs, of course, we played football, basketball, baseball. I was in Pop Warner football, played hockey because the Chicago Blackhawks were a big deal in Chicago at the time. But gymnastics was just the thing that, you know, made my heart soar. And I knew it from the beginning.
Because one man reached out to you and spotted your talent.
In a way, that moment, one man with goodwill, good intentions, it sort of set my life on a path that has defined everything about me and everything I stand for. I'm grateful for that. We work with a lot of kids, and you don't know who's going to be that one person that might just say the right thing at the right time. So I'm grateful. We still remain friends. You know, I think your life is a series of small choices. Maybe there's a few big choices along the way, but those small choices. That day when he said, hey, I want to see if I can help these kids, show them what gymnastics is about. And then my parents saying, yeah, go on over there on Saturday morning at the high school and see what it's about. And then, you know, I walked in there. I look back now and I see what a monumental moment it was. But it was just a small choice to go over at 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning and see what the high school kids could do on the rings. That has set the direction of my life all these years later.
Yeah.